With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump says America's best days may be just ahead.
This will be America's new golden age. It's going to be the golden age of America. You watch, and we're off to a little bit of a bad start because we're starting around the minus 30-yard line. But we'll catch up fast. We'll clean up our country.
At a rally in Las Vegas, Mr. Trump says our nation is facing a huge choice on the 5th of November.
This election is a choice between whether we will have four more years of incompetence, failure, and disaster, or whether we will begin the four greatest years in the history of our country. We can do that. It's not too late. It's not too late. A couple of years like this, it will be too late. You'll never put it together again.
In the meantime, both Trump and Harris are campaigning today in the Lone Star State of Texas. Also at SRNnews.com, GOP leaders mapping out an agenda for the first 100 days of Congress next year.
Republicans in the Senate and House hope to combine forces in the next Congress, and with a hoped-for win by former President Trump, they should be able to advance a number of key priorities. Cutting taxes would be job one by voting to extend the earlier Trump tax cuts that are otherwise set to expire at the end of next year. Other priorities include completion of Trump's border wall and defunding parts of the government Republicans say have been weaponized during the Biden-Harris administration. Bob Agner reporting.
Eric and Lyle Menendez have a long way to go before they might walk out of prison, even though the L.A. County District Attorney has recommended their life without parole sentence be thrown out and the brothers be resentenced and immediately eligible for parole. This is SRN News. Well, most churchgoers want their pastor to address the really tough issues.
A poll by Lifeway Research reveals that 80% of Protestants think a clergyman must address hot-button social issues or he's not doing his job. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, as American culture increasingly includes few overly Christian elements and more non-Christian ideas, churchgoers are hungry to know what the Bible says about life's issues. The survey also finds a lot of pastors are preaching about current events. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International abortion campaign targeting Antigua, doctors, nurses, and activists there fighting a law that largely bans abortions, igniting a debate about the issue in the island nation. A top local court ruled this month a legal challenge launched by a doctor and a nonprofit organization will go ahead as it dismissed the government's motion to strike the case. This is SRN News. Deadly storm bringing flooding to the northern Philippines, and it might return.
Tropical storm Trami blew away from the northwestern Philippines on Friday, leaving at least 65 people dead in landslides and extensive flooding that forced authorities to scramble for more rescue boats to save thousands of terrified people who were trapped, some on their roofs. Residents are rescued during the storm, others wade through floodwaters. But the onslaught may not be over. State forecasters raise the rare possibility that the storm could make a U-turn next week as it's pushed back by high-pressure winds in the South China Sea. I'm Charles Tillesma.
And Tropical Storm Dana bringing strong winds and heavy rain to India's eastern coast. Some 600,000 people have been evacuated. Wall Street numbers this hour, the Dow is up 116 points. More details at SRNnews.com.